Most of you know the story of Sabu. Sir Alexander Korda discovered him in India when he went there to film one of Kipling's great stories. And the audience discovered him when the picture Elephant Boy was released. He went on to score hits in Drums, Thief of Baghdad, and Jungle Book. And then he got his most dramatic role. It was in the Army Air Force as a belly gunner. And by the time he'd returned to Hollywood, he'd flown 42 missions and received a great many decorations, including the Distinguished Flying Cross. We're very happy to introduce a great war hero and a fine actor, Sabu.
Oh, thank you very much, Les. You know, I got out the Army in 1945, so the war is pretty far back in my memory. I appreciate all you said about my record in the service. But I'd much rather try to live up to the last part of your introduction.
That you're a fine actor? Well, I'm sure you will.
Well, I hope so. I'll try.
Good. And will you meet me here for a little talk after the final curtain, Sabu? It's sort of a ritual with us.
I shall be here. I'm not the one to break tradition, Sahib.
Thank you, Sabu. And now, here is our announcer.
Hats off!
Three cheers!
Hooray for the red, white, and blue!
The great Rexall red, white, and blue sale!
Rally round as Rexall lights up the sky with hundreds of star-spangled value.
Thrilled with a big parade of bargain after bargain after bargain.
Save on everything from vitamins to shaving cream.
Toothbrushes to nylon.
And remember, every Rexall product is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
Get in the spirit of Rexall's great red, white, and blue sale.
Going on right now, but only at your Rexall store.
The curtain is up, and here is the play. By the time the war in the Pacific had reached its final months, most of the natives in the small island near Borneo had become friendly to the Americans. But some still thought of the Americans as their enemies and considered the few remaining Japanese guerrillas their allies. One morning, a native medicine man and his young assistant approached the army post and eyed it suspiciously.
Napa, come away.
But my uncle lives in the camp, Gochapa.
You come away. That white man war camp.
I would like to see my uncle.
White man taboo. You come back village, me teach you make medicine. Be medicine man like me.
Is white man's medicine as big as the medicine you make, Gochapa?
Mine big. Him small.
Oh. I would like to go in and see my uncle.
Him work like woman there.
My uncle would like to see me.
No, you stay. If go, me...
Gochapa,
will...
look!
What?
Behind you.
Huh?
Japanese. The Japanese are going to get us.
Where, Japanese?
There, behind that hill. Japanese will take us, cut us with knives.
No see. Look all over. Me, Napa, no. Come back. No run to war camp. Bad, Napa. Bad.
I had great trouble getting in to see you, my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the white man medicine will talk with me?
Oh, him good friend. Maybe him do like missionary, put water on head. You not get hot when you die, Napa.
Did he put water on your head, my uncle?
Missionary do it. Me, Christian, long time.
I do not see any water on your head.
Sink in. You catch him water. Work hard. Be good. You be high person like me. I sweep out place where captain live.
Oh. My uncle. Who is that over there?
Hmm?
The girl there sewing cloth.
Stop it, Christian, now. Get mind away from young girl.
She is smiling at me.
Come, chaplain, stay behind this door. Here.
Chaplain is white medicine man, no?
Mm-hmm. Come in.
Oh, for chaplain.
Oh, Chaco.
Me.
I'm glad to see you. There's nothing wrong, I hope?
Everything good but him. Him bad.
Huh?
Him nephew.
Oh, you brought your nephew here. Mm-hmm. That's good, Chaco.
How big is your medicine, chaplain? Can you make the wind stop blowing?
Well, our medicine is of a different sort, my boy. We're concerned with men's souls.
Oh, I know what that means. Gochapa and I building a boat out of reeds which will sail up to the skies with souls. And the souls will become stars.
Napa!
Do you have the medicine as big as that, Chaplain?
Sorry, him bad.
It's nothing to worry about, Jacko. Napa doesn't understand, that's all. Now, suppose you go back to your work and let me talk to him alone.
Yes, me go, but you make him Napa like us, Chaplain.
Now, make yourself at home, my boy. Nothing here will hurt you.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I was looking around to see if you had a rainmaker.
Why does your uncle say you're bad?
I tell lies.
Oh, you tell lies?
Oh, big ones. Chaplain, I will teach you how to tell lies, and you will teach me how to make white men's medicine. But
don't you know that it's wrong to lie, Napa?
Oh, but what am I going to do? Lies come to me.
You must hold them back.
It is better to hold it back and go around with lie inside you than to tell it.
I'm afraid you don't. Come in.
Excuse me, Chaplain.
Oh, Satuka.
Oh, the sore up cloth.
I have used all the thread I was given, Chaplain.
Satuka, you know better than to come to me for such things, don't you?
Yes.
The women of the compound take care of the thread.
Yes. But if I had gone to the women, I would not have seen him, Chaplain. He came in here.
Me?
He is very pretty.
I am Napa.
I am Satuka.
I saw you outside when I saw you with Chaco.
I saw you too.
You smiled at me.
No, wait.
You smiled at me too.
I am Napa.
I am Satuka.
Wait. Satuka, go to the compound and get your thread from the women.
All right.
They'll give it to you. Well, run along. Don't stand there.
He is very pretty. His muscles ripple like water.
Yes. I must get more clothes for you immediately.
Oh, Chaplain, would it be all right if I stayed here?
Oh, you mean you'd like to help us?
Oh, I would like to stay.
Oh, good. Suppose you come along with me, then. I'm going over to the motor pool, and perhaps they can use you there.
Oh, does Satuka work in the motors, too?
No. Satuka sews with the women.
Oh.
Now, it'll be your duty to take a sponge, such as this one, and some water, and wash these jeeps. This way.
I would think women could do this work, Chaplain. Satuka...
Never mind the women. Take the sponge.
What is that moon-like thing you have on your hand?
Huh? Oh, that's a timepiece. A watch.
A watch?
Yes. These two hands, the arrows, move. When they point to this figure, I know it's time for the sun to rise.
Oh.
And when they're here, I know food will be on the table. When here, the sun will set.
What a wonderful medicine maker. Gochapa and I would give Devil Catcher one of those.
And right now it tells me it's later than I thought. Napa, I wonder if you'd deliver a message for me.
A message? That means I can go away from the jeep and the sponges, does it not?
One of my assistants, Corporal Page, is in the hut where we met. Go and tell him to get the chapel ready for our service this evening.
He is to get the chapel ready for this evening.
Yes. And when you've told him, come back here.
Oh, yes. I am most happy to take message. You are Satuka.
And you are Napa.
I'm running like the wind with a message.
You are?
When I am done, everyone will be excited.
Oh.
Then I can come to visit you. And they will not even notice I have forgotten to go back to the motor. Are you Corporal Page?
Yes.
Oh, in the motors, the chaplain. He has fallen to the ground from the heat of the sun. I think he is dying. He asked me to have you come to him. He's by the jeep.
Dying? Chaplain Simpson? I'll go right away. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
And I will run ahead to help. Chaplain! Chaplain! It is a bad thing. I did as you told me. But Corporal Page has gone to the general's hut, and I found him there. And he is dying, I think. The general said to have you come to him.
Dying? Oh, dear me, no. You're a good boy, Napa, for coming back so quickly.
I will run ahead to see if I can help. I'm here, Satuka. And even the chaplain will see how much I've done by not going around with lies inside me. While he's away, Corporal Page are not finding each other. I will see you and you can see me.
Napa, you've told a lie.
Two of them. Beautiful big ones.
Napa, you'd better go.
Oh?
Only a man and woman who are married can be in the compound together.
You are married?
No. Are you?
No. Shall you and I get married?
I cannot marry a heathen.
Why?
I'm Christian. People who marry must both be Christian or both be heathen.
Oh. Well, will you be a heathen like me, or are you a stubborn girl?
I'm not stubborn. I would be afraid to be a heathen.
Well, then I will become a Christian.
Oh, Napa.
And we will be married. Wait here while I get some shells to give your relative as a present.
No.
So they... No?
Christians are different. Christians go to the missionary or to the chaplain, and he says words. That's all.
Words all you need to get married?
Yes.
This medicine must be better than Guachapa's. Very well. I will find the chaplain, tell him I'm a Christian.
Did you say that you're a Christian, Napa?
Oh, medicine like magic. He is here. Please, sink water in my head, chaplain, so I can be a Christian.
My boy, a man does not become a Christian merely by baptism.
Oh, there is more?
Much more. You said you wanted to stay here. Well, if you do, you must try to follow our ways. We consider lying a sin, one which must be punished. And for punishment, you will spend the night washing the jeeps. The moon is bright enough.
Oh, no, chaplain.
Yes, one night. I think Napa is a boy who will learn fast.
Napa.
Satuka.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm here with the jeeps and sponges learning not to tell lies.
I'm so glad, Napa. I've been awake, looking into the darkness. I've been thinking about you out here.
I have been thinking about you.
Let me sit down. You sit beside me.
Is that not wrong?
Very.
You will be punished.
Yes.
Satuka, at the village of our people, there is no punishment for small things.
I remember.
Maybe it would be better if you become a heathen.
I...
We would not get too hot when we die. I'm building a boat with sails up to the skies. Our souls will be stars.
Yes. But I wanted so much for the one I marry to be important. A man who would sweep out the captain's hut.
Only Christians can have that honor. And I will never be a Christian now.
No, I do not think you will be. You told a lie.
Satuka, shall we run away from the camp of war? Go back to the village.
I do not know.
I will be a medicine man there someday. That's almost as good as sweeping out the captain's hut. Satuka, if you take my hand, we could run fast. We would run like the wind. By sunrise, we would be at the village. By sunset, we would get married.
Yes, Napa, like the wind. We must run like the wind.
We'll return in just a moment with Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of The Liar, starring Sabu. And now, here is our announcer.
The name Keepsake means quality.
Brilliant.
Keepsake is guaranteed.
The name
Keepsake means quality.
Brilliant.
Any trace of him, Chaco?
No, Chaplain. I go far, but not find him. Him bad.
No trace of the girl, Chaplain. She must be with him. I had my hands on that girl.
No. I'm the one to blame. I was unjust. I lost my temper. I forgot he'd only just come to us and hadn't learned our ways. I shouldn't have punished him. It was only natural for him to run away.
Napa bad, maybe girl bad too.
Do you think there's a chance he might have been sent here by the Jap guerrillas to spy?
I don't know. I don't know what to think. All I know is it's almost dawn and I've spent a sleepless night thinking of the two of them out there in the jungles. One who has already learned our ways and the other who has to be shown.
Is there anything I can do, Chaplain?
Nothing. Except to remind me, if I ever forget again, that winning the war with guns is only half of our job. The other part is teaching. And in that, I failed.
The hill is always this high when one is tired, Satuka.
Yes.
But when we get to the top, we will see the village of our people. We will be home.
Yes.
Already the sky is getting light. And the other side of the hill is the sun. Satuka, I wish there were more light now. I could tell then if you're crying.
No.
I think you are. Shall we stop a minute to rest? Now, let me feel your cheeks if there are tears. Satuka, telling lies is all right for you. You are a heathen now.
I know.
I will take good care of you, Satuka.
You will.
Satuka, you're lying about being a heathen, too. Do you wish to go back to the mission?
No.
It's a terrible thing to be a Christian, no?
No. It's wonderful, Napa.
But you're crying. And I was made to wash jeans.
Oh, Napa. A Christian is punished when he does wrong. But so is everyone else. Everywhere a Christian goes, God goes along to protect him.
Who is God?
A friend, Napa. He is like Iyo Haribnina, only not so fierce. Iyo Haribnina is so fierce we heathens call him that instead of his real name. We are afraid to say Kwaoar.
Satuka, no.
But I'm not afraid to say God. Listen. God. 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 No thunder, no lightning.
He heard you.
Yes.
Is he here?
Yes.
And he goes with you if you go away?
Oh, do not say such a thing. I want to be with you.
If you go away?
He will go with me.
I will be alone then.
No. He will be here too, I think.
He must be very big.
Napa, he's not like a man. He's like... Well, everywhere we go, there's air to breathe. It's like that. Only he's not air. He's goodness.
Would you like it better if you went back?
I think so. But I want to be with you, Napa.
Yes?
I do not know what to do. Napa, I wish you were going back with me.
No.
Well, Satuka, I will see your smile when I'm alone.
When I'm alone, I will see your muscles rippling, pretty, like water.
May the souls that are stars shine down on you.
God, watch over you. Goodbye.
Yes, I have come back.
Good. Almost too late. Last night, Japanese come to village. They show me how to make big medicine.
Yes?
They tell me send tribe to kill men at white war camp. They give me many things.
The white men's war camp?
Yes. They give me big medicine when we kill white men.
No.
They promise already. Tribe start. Leave when sunrise.
But I...
I go now. You follow. You go too.
No, Gachapa, no. I can help you very much. I've been inside the war camp.
Oh.
I will go ahead to the tribe and be there.
to show them there is no one guarding.
You good helper. Hurry. Go ahead.
I must run, Gachapa. But you follow. While I go ahead, I must run like the wind. I must get in. Oh, but I must get in. I must see the chaplain. Please let me in. Chaplain! Chaplain!
Napa! It's all right, guards. I'll vouch for him.
I'm so glad you've come back, Napa.
Chaplain.
Yes, the Tupa is here now, too.
Chaplain!
I'll feel better about leaving the post now and going up to administer to the patrols.
Leave the post?
I felt badly about losing my temper. You don't understand about lies yet.
Oh, the lie. I had forgotten.
But now that you're back, I...
Chaplain, you must not leave the post.
Oh, yes. Look, four soldiers are going along to protect me. The men of the patrols need counsel, and I...
Chaplain, no, no.
No, no. Corporal Page will see that your wants are taken care of.
Chaplain, before you go, would you show me the watch again? The medicine maker, which tells the sun when to rise.
Oh, the watch? Well, for just a moment. Then I'll have to be on my way.
I can see where the arrow must make the sun set. I know how to read it now. Let me take it in my hand.
Oh, all right, but be careful not to drop it. There.
Oh, but now, it is mine to make medicine with, and you will not have it, ever. The watch is mine. I will be able to the sun to rise.
That native boy, he took my watch. Sergeant, your men, have your men get him.
Right.
He's running toward the native compound. Get him. He's possessed of a devil.
Battle with heathen people and Japanese over. You go now.
Uncle, you said you find Satoka and bring her to me.
Me fine. She come soon. But you go now. You bad.
No.
Satoka, leave us, my uncle. Go. Dear Satoka.
No. I do not know what to say.
The chaplain, forgive me for running away. He is not hurt when the people of my village attacked the war camp.
The soldiers drove him away. And the Japanese.
When you see the chaplain, will you give him this?
What is it?
The thing I stole. It tells the sun when to rise and the food to be cooked.
I will give it to him. Chaplain?
No. No, Satoka.
Yes, Chaplain?
Napa is here. He wishes to see you.
Oh, no.
I asked the chaplain to come with you, Napa. It is wrong to see you. If I'd come without him, I would not go unpunished again.
You wanted to see me, Napa.
He wants to give you the watch.
I do not wish to see you, Chaplain.
I am here, though.
Wish me to leave, Chaplain.
No, no, stay. What did you want to say, Napa?
I did not want to say anything. But maybe it's better you know. Then I go away. I learned the village was coming to fight with war camp with Japanese soldiers. So I ran like the wind. I wanted to save Satoka.
Oh, Napa.
When I came, you and soldiers were leaving. I thought if the war party had found you outside, they would kill you. I did not tell they were coming. They would have said it is another Napa's lie. So instead of telling the truth, even though I knew it was wrong to lie, I told a lie. I said I could read your watch. I cannot.
Oh.
I stole it. That was wrong, too.
By stealing it, you hoped to keep us inside looking for you, so we'd be safe when the attack came.
I hate to have people killed. Chaplain also told one more lie. I said to Gachapa I would run ahead to the war camp and show the war party where to get without guard seeing them. Chaplain, please, have your watch make medicine so the sun would set now and I can go away in the dark with no one looking at my face.
You want to leave us?
I'm a teller of lies. No one would ever put water in my head.
He means no one would baptize him, Chaplain.
The best thing I will be able to do is to sail the boat to the sky and let my soul be a star.
Napa, in view of your present spirit of humility, I rather think a baptism could be arranged in the near future.
I could be a Christian.
Oh, Napa, Napa.
And in view of your heroism, we might be able to persuade your uncle to allow you to take his place for one day and let you sweep out the captain's quarters.
Sweep out? Oh, Chaplain.
Satoka always dreamed of having a husband sweeper of the captain's hut.
Chaplain, if one of the older women from the compound comes with me, may I watch as Napa sweeps the captain's hut?
Huh? Watch?
His muscles will be rippling like water. Chaplain, it's such a pretty sight to see.
And the curtain falls on Act Two of the Movie Town Radio Theater's presentation of The Liar, starring Sabu, who returns in just a moment.
In the great American tradition of getting an honest-to-goodness bargain,
Rexall salutes the nation's shoppers with a great red, white, and blue sale.
Hats off to true blue saving.
You'll cheer at the star-spangled value. Everything from aspirin to cosmetics.
Vitamins to razor blades.
And remember, every Rexall product is sold on a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back.
Give your budget a 21-gun salute.
Shop at Rexall's red, white, and blue sale.
Going on now, but only at your Rexall store.
And here's our star for a very well-deserved curtain call. Sabu?
Thank you, Les. I really enjoyed doing The Liar. I just hope I can get away from the influence of the character I play. I'm afraid I'm going to have a hard time winning my wife's confidence again.
Well, with that grin, you shouldn't have any trouble at all. Now, Sabu, at the beginning of the show, we mentioned all the pictures you made before the war. I know that since then you went over to England to make Black Narcissus, and I saw you in Tangier. Have there been some others?
Oh, yes, Song of India and End of the River. But I'd much rather talk about my next one. It'll take me back to India for shooting, and I'll be playing a role similar to the one that got my first break.
Well, Sabu, I know that millions will be waiting to see you, and Elephant Boy remains a screen classic, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you, Les. It's been a great pleasure working with you, and I want to thank Peggy Weber, who played Satuka, as well as the rest of the cast and everyone connected with the production.
Thank you, and goodbye, Sabu. Coming attractions include some of the biggest names in motion pictures and some very fine stories. Dramas, comedies, and so forth. So be sure to make it a point to be with us each and every week. In our cast, you heard as our star, Sabu as Napa, Peggy Weber as Satuka, Dan O'Hurley as the Chaplain, James Hayward as Kutapa, Ramsey Hill as Chalko, and Charlie Long as Corporal Page. Music was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. The Liar was written by Ray Wilson, edited by Bud Lesser, and produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell.